The White House Report.
Democrats take over the House in January, and there are some Democrats vying for leadership positions. Congresswoman Barbara Lee is one of those. I talked with her recently.
I am running for a Democratic caucus chair, which is the fourth highest elected position within our Democratic caucus. That position actually is the job that keeps the Democratic caucus together, that convenes the meetings, that really facilitates the movement of our agenda. Also, it's a very important position because it's a position that works with all of the members to make sure that they're supported in whatever path and whatever agenda that they have for the people and for their districts and for their leadership track. It's interesting to note that since the first Congress in 1789, there has never been an African-American woman in elected leadership. Yet African-American women are the most loyal and consistent voters of the Democratic Party. But we have never been able to break through on Capitol Hill. And secondly, there has never been a woman chairing the Democratic caucus. So enough is enough. It's time. It's past time that black women have a seat at the leadership table. And I'm running not because I'm a black woman, but because I've had the experience. Young people are, you know, constituents and people around the country follow me in terms of our agenda. I listen to them, and they know that I carry their agenda forward in Congress. And it's really an amazing time for me because I'm very inspired by all of the support that I have received from young people around the country.
So people were talking about you running for this position a couple of months back. And, you know, it was all but assumed that, you know, you were pretty much the one for this. And now we understand that there's someone that's challenging you, someone within the CBC. As you say, it's about women. It's not just about being a woman. It's about the message of what?
Well, it's about the message of new ideas, having a broader base of ideas at the leadership table in the House of Representatives. It's about change. And as a black woman, as a woman who has a history of service and who really has helped and brought new ideas to our Democratic caucus, why shouldn't a person be elected to the House leadership who can bring a new perspective and new ideas, as well as recognizing that now's the time for black women to break through and have a seat at the leadership table.
So black women were featured at the last Democratic convention. They were really the leadership of the convention as you were nominating Hillary Clinton. Do you see that carrying on for the Democratic Party?
Well, I'm a member of the DNC. And we wrote a letter early on to the chairman of the DNC, African-American women did, in terms of the lack of support that African-American female candidates have received throughout the country from the DNC, the lack of resources, the fact that we have not been included in the decision-making process. And so this is an ongoing fight, really. It's an effort. But what we witnessed this last election is that we have several African-American women who, for example, won congressional House seats, and then there are women, black women who won statewide and local seats throughout the country. So I see change coming. It's hard, but black women know how to run and how to win. We've been supporting candidates and helping candidates throughout history. And so now we're demanding a seat at the table and to be an influencer at the Democratic Party, within the Democratic Party.
What are the major issues out there right now that Democrats want to tackle going into January?
Well, of course, health care. When you look at what the majority of candidates ran on, people are afraid. They are afraid of losing the benefits of the Affordable Care Act. We've got to make sure that the not only the Affordable Care Act is preserved, but move to expand Medicaid, Medicare, protect Medicare, and also make sure that we reduce the cost of prescription drugs, because the drug companies and what is taking place now is becoming very difficult for some people on fixed incomes and people who don't have a lot of money. They sometimes have to choose between paying their rent or buying medicine. So health care is a huge issue. But also protecting our democracy, making sure that the House of Representatives restores its system, or our government restores its system of checks and balances. That's extremely important, because we've had no accountability over the administration. The Republicans have just been lockstep with the Trump administration. Also, we have to put forth a jobs bill, an infrastructure bill, which really speaks to not only roads and bridges, but, for instance, broadband in rural communities and infrastructure in its broadest sense. And we have to look at economic inequality and racial inequality, because we still have not accomplished the goal of liberty and justice for all. So we have the Voting Rights Act. That should be one of the very first bills that we roll out. We saw and witnessed voter suppression, and we've been fighting hard to get a renewal of the Voting Rights Act. We have legislation ready to move. And so I think you're going to see a unified Democratic caucus. I hope to be the caucus chair to help really bring consensus to the Democratic caucus and move our agenda forward so that we can win. And it's winning for the people, not for ourselves personally, but it's winning for the people.
If you do get this seat, you will be in a leadership position, and you'll probably have to be in front of President Trump if he allows Democrats to be in front of them. What are your thoughts about working with the president and even challenging him on issues?
Remember, we have a system of government where we have three branches of government. We have a duty to make sure that we maintain our independence and autonomy as a House of Representatives. And when you look at this president's immigration policies, when you look at what he said in terms of what he have to lose in terms of the African-American community, well, the Black caucus responded appropriately. And so I think that we, Black community, and we know who this president is, and we have to figure out ways that we can get the job done in a way that is for people and help with people's daily lives. So we have to figure that out as we move forward. But we certainly have to remember who we are as a House of Representatives and remember who we're responsible to, and that's the people of this country.
Congresswoman, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Now, I'm glad to be able to talk with you and just say to those who are listening, this is really a historic moment for Democrats. We did win quite a few seats, but also the Congressional Black Caucus now will have more than likely at least 55 members, and it's going to be a really powerful group within the Democratic Caucus to leverage power for the people.
And when is the vote?
The 28th. Of November at 10 a.m.
Thank you so much. Enjoy your holiday.
Okay, you too.
I'm April Ryan, AURN News.